Merry Christmas Eve, Eve. God bless you all. And the biggest gift I can give you this Christmas is to not lie and to tell the truth. Give everyone that gift, the gift of truth. And the gift of truth is that if you lie to anybody, it's like you're lying directly to God, because we are created in His image. And whether you want to accept it or not, one day you will have to face all the truths. And some people are sick, and they think that their truth is the only truth, and it's not. And it's sadly, some people are so scared of other people's truth that they'll go to any length to silence them. And that's where it gets, you know, scary, because people will go to any length, you know, maybe even take their life, a threaten, lie, destroy their life to make it seem like that person's crazy. You just, because some people have lies that will destroy their own life because they're so used to lying that they are just in this bubble of a lie and they don't know how to get out. And, you know, it's just very sad. It's very sad. In my experience, you know, that's why I've been silenced so much, was because someone is so afraid of the actual truth coming out. But I've never been more thankful for all my tribulations, because they've really woken me up to so much, and I have so much to be grateful for. And I know a lot of people that listen to this pretty much just listen to see if I talk about them and what I say, and to see what I'm doing, and solely for spiteful reasons, which, you know, thank you for even caring to listen. I think it's kind of retarded, but whatever. With that being said, I just want everybody to know that no matter what, the truth always comes out. That's why God says in the Bible, vengeance is mine. Vengeance is His. God will get revenge. We do not need to worry about anything, because He will take care of it for us. It might be, you know, seem like it's taking long, but remember, God, with God, there is no time. You know, one day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. There is no time. This is just like a splinter of what our life is going to be, because we have eternity with God if we have faith in Him. And remember, all we need is faith. That's all we need. Faith saves us. Nothing else saves us. Everything else here on this earth is man-made. Everything is a ritual. Everything is a ritual just to please man and to make them happy and to look good in the eyes of man. Nothing is to look good in the eyes of God. And us, as Bible believers, we know that we are solely trying to do things for God. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I really, really do try to wake up a different person each day, because I know I can be better than I was yesterday. Every day I can be better than I was yesterday with God's help, because I know I can't do it on my own, because I can't pretty much do anything on my own. I need God for everything. And, you know, when Jesus was on earth, He cried too, when His best friend Lazarus, or one of His good friends Lazarus, passed away. Jesus wept. And so we know on earth, you know, He cried. He knows what it is to suffer. And just know that when we go to heaven, that won't exist. The people, sadly, the people that we love and we care about and that we're trying to save here and that refuse to accept the truth will not be there. God will erase them from our memory, and we'll never know that they existed. Isn't that crazy to think about? That it'll be like they never existed. We don't even know who they are. But there's no tears in heaven. There's no pain. There's no aging. There's nothing. None of that. So we all have that to look forward to, and know that when we pass away, our spirit is entering eternal heaven and an eternal life. And when the rapture comes, that's when we will be reunited with our bodies. I have so many questions too, and I don't know how it all works, but little by little, the pieces are coming together. And, you know, things fall apart for things to fall together and fall into place. And that's what it seems like is happening now with everything going on in this world. So know that God knows that everything that's going to happen, He knows everything. Everything is pre-planned. Just like I feel like this whole world is a stage and everything's planned for us regular folks. The people are people in control of us and have us manipulated and all this stuff. And know that Christmas is not about just gifts. It's about, even though we don't know the actual real birth of Jesus Christ, let's try to use this time and remember this time as people were awaiting the Savior and He came and died for us all. So we don't have to do animal sacrifices anymore. And I was reading the book of Ruth the other day, and just read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, and how much they had to do because of sin and because Jesus hadn't come yet. If it wasn't for Jesus coming and dying for our sins, we would still be having to do animal sacrifices. We would still have to be doing sacrifices and stuff. So it's crazy to think, you know, that our Jewish brothers and sisters don't believe that the Messiah already came, but He did. Otherwise, we'd still be doing sacrifices. So let's pray for them, because we know wherever two or more people gather, Jesus promises to be there, especially if we gather in His name. And I'm gathering us in His name, in Jesus Christ's name. We come to You, Lord. Please hurry up and come rescue us from this demonic world. We don't want to suffer anymore, and we don't want anyone else to suffer anymore. Merry Christmas Eve. If I have a chance to hop on, something miraculously comes to my brain that I have to say, I'll come out and say it. But just know that nothing that you do will get you saved. It's all about having faith in the one, the only one. God bless, and Maranatha. Merry Christmas Eve again. And I wanted to explain something, but I mean as a lie. A lie is something that if someone knows, you know, like the truth, and you're lying to another person, and you're so afraid of that truth getting out that you'd go to any lengths to keep that person quiet and to not have that person say the truth about you. Now, if you're hiding something from someone that you love, supposedly, you don't love them if you're lying to them that much. I've learned that the hard way. That's not love, protecting them from who you really are or from your truth. If you're not that, then you would come clean and say whatever it is and say, you know, I'm not that person. And I've faced all these people. I went through a time in my life when I actually called up people and was telling them, I did this. And like, I don't know, I felt like there was such a need just to get it off my chest. But it's really hard to explain unless you're going through this, or unless you have been in an abusive relationship where they're always right and you're never wrong. Or they're always right and they're never wrong. You're the one that's wrong. That's a narcissistic behavior. And when you're with a narcissist, that's just, your eyes are open to this whole new world. And they live in their fantasy world. And they'll do whatever it takes to keep that fantasy world alive and true. And they'll go to any lengths to keep anyone from ruining it, I guess. So I pray for everybody that's in a bad situation or that is mentally ill to get help, and because there is a way out of it, and the way out of it is by asking for forgiveness and just saying the truth. Because one way or another, the truth always finds a way of coming out. I mean, luckily, I don't have any skeletons in my closet. I have things that I'm ashamed of course, we all do. But I don't have any skeletons in my closet. And I don't know, I just really hope this new year, everybody will just start being more truthful and living a more faith-filled life. I came to my praying rock to leave a final message, because it's like I know whoever comes here like deliberately destroys it, because I always leave a white rock. It's very significant for me, the white stone, because Jesus is going to give us a white stone with our new name on it, and all the white stones are gone. And let's just say you can mock me, make fun of me, destroy my little altars of where I come to pray and ask for forgiveness and pray for the world, but you know, vengeance is not mine, it's God's. And I truly pray for everybody, especially those who listen just to hate or despise or to try and find something to use against me. No weapon against me shall prosper, because I am covered in the blood of Jesus. Again, I pray for you all. In Jesus' name, amen.